All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. Today, I'm going to be going over a couple of hate mails. Now, I need to apologize to a lot of the fans out there in regards to the hate mail. And I haven't really been doing this on the regular because, for the most part, it's all the same. It always devolves into, I hate you, Ed Hodiman, blah, you're gay, you can't get laid, you hate your mother, who hurt you? I got it. Well, this one, I just want to cover this one so everyone knows that I read them.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, this one is from a female. She says, I'm 34 and I can't get married because of the poison you are spewing out into the world. Okay. Your hatred is ruining the happy ending that I'm supposed to have.
You serious?
Okay. You're 34. Now, there really wasn't a lot more detail in your email, so I can't really further dissect the nightmare that your life has become. But, if you're 34 and you're looking for the happy ending, guess what? That's code speak for I got ran through when I was in my 20s, late teens, had a great time, and then I've noticed I'm hitting the wall. And guess what? When you hit the wall, the men in your age bracket, they're going younger. And here's another thing here. These women today are so picky. On behind me, I have some stats here. Okay, now I'm not going to go crazy into the math because I've done it before in probably two or three dozen episodes. But these women hold out for the dude who's 6 feet tall or higher. Now, 15% of the population of this country is 6 feet tall. Okay. Anyone who's 6 feet two or higher makes up 4% of the gross population. All right, so this cutoff is real steep. 7 feet. Now, I know they're not looking for seven-footers, but in reality, from my research, there's anywhere from 3,000 to 16,000 individuals on the planet who are taller than 7 feet, or actually are 7 feet or taller. I'll rephrase it. All right, now you hear all these women. I'm sure a lot of you guys get on the internet and you hear like Fresh and Fit interviewing some of the thoughts on their show and their unrealistic expectations to the income brackets that these women are able to get their hands on. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of these women in their younger days probably had some individuals with a decent amount of money who are out of their league, and now, you know, they're alpha widows, and they're bitching about it. All right, so here's the average income. A 16 to 19-year-old, roughly 26.4. 20 to 24, 32. 25 to 34, 46. And 35 to roughly 64, 60K a year. Now, these are just average guys, all right? There's way more average guys out there than there are tall ballers, all right? So if you wanted that young guy who's 6 foot something, or hey, let's do this. You wanted the young 23-year-old who makes 100K, 1.5% of the entire population of 23-year-olds make that kind of money. All right, 100K, 31% of men roughly 35 years of age pull down about 100K. And 200K, again, age 35, 4%. So when you average that all out and you compare it to all of the time that this woman has wasted and all of her, you know, her femininity and fertility, that she gave that away for free. And now she is sending me hate mail, telling me how much she hates me because she can't get married. Well, feminism has won. So I am going to give you the same answer I'd give a dude, baby. Handle your shit. Wham.
How dare you?
All right, next one. Okay, I'm 29. Now, this one here is all written cattywampus, so you got to bear with me. She probably wrote this when she was in an emotional state. When are women not in an emotional state? I don't know. But this is what it is. I'm 29, been single since I was 25. Nothing but hookups now. Men my age, now going after much younger ladies that I can't compete with. When I was 20, I never had a free weekend, and life was great. Of course it was. Listen, I remember when I was 20, I loved it. I was indestructible, and fuck, it was awesome. Okay, I broke up with my last boyfriend of almost 5 years because I was not ready. Now at 29, I'm lucky to go on 10 legitimate dates a year. Meaning actual dates to a restaurant or other planned activity. Again, there's another lady here. And she had a little more detail in this one. So I'm just going to assume that this woman started off in high school. By the time she graduated and walked across the stage, she had the thousand cocks stare in her face. Then she went on to party, do all the good stuff between 20 and 25-ish. Actually, she had the boyfriend from 20 to 25, sorry, and then she broke it up with him. All right, so you were in your prime. You had a dude that went out with you for quite some time, and you weren't ready. You know how many times I've heard that in the 14, 15 years I've been doing this? Thousands of times. All right? Newsflash. No one is ever fucking ready. All right? No one's ever ready to get married. No one's ever really ready to have kids. It just gets, you just kind of fall into it, roll with the punches, and make it work. That's called real life. All right? Maybe some of the elite people out there can plan their lives and actually say, well, I'm ready now. But unfortunately, that's usually too late. Because by the time a woman is 30, statistically speaking, 80% of her eggs have gone the way of the dodo bird. And the rest of her fertility, I can literally hear them drying up from here. And it sounds like Rice Krispies and milk or crinkling up some wax paper. You take your pick. I don't care. Now, this is a quick one, gentlemen, and I just put this out because we're doomed. And I know I hate using the D word, but I mean, the marriage rates, I want them to go to zero. The replacement rates are very, very subpar as we speak. And I would also like to bring that to zero. Because men have stood this society up. We literally run and maintain everything. And we are crucified in court, made homeless. The minute we can't produce, we are discarded. We are marched by the millions into grazing fire of machine guns and artillery, and nobody gives a shit. Well, gentlemen, It's time to return the favor and keep doing what you're doing. Take care of yourself and yourself alone. If you have some buddies with you, great. You know, it's their strength in numbers. But in today's day and age, the really good women that are out there, they're exceedingly few. And all it takes is for you to step on one landmine and your life is ruined or over. All right, gentlemen, that's my quick rant. You guys take it easy.